Fitch Ratings has outlined that Pakistan's ability to continue progressing with structural reforms will be a decisive factor in shaping its credit outlook in the coming years. As the country aims to restore economic stability and bolster external financial reserves, the success of these reforms will be pivotal in maintaining access to multilateral and bilateral financing, particularly from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Pakistan's recent economic strides have been supported by a series of policy decisions, including the State Bank of Pakistan's cut in policy rates to 12% on January 27, 2025. This move reflects improvements in inflation management, with consumer price inflation dropping to just over 2% year-on-year in January 2025, from nearly 24% in FY24. Fitch highlighted that this disinflation trend, along with exchange rate stability and a tight monetary policy stance, has reduced domestic demand and external financing needs, bringing relief to the country's financial situation. Positive growth amid structural adjustments. The outlook for Pakistan's economy in FY25 appears optimistic, with Fitch forecasting 3.0% real GDP growth. The country's efforts to absorb tighter policy settings have allowed it to benefit from lower interest rates, and private sector credit growth has turned positive in real terms for the first time since June 2022. Pakistan's current account has also seen improvement, with a surplus of approximately $1.2 billion in the 6 months to December 2024, compared to a deficit in the previous fiscal year. Strong remittances, robust agricultural exports, and foreign exchange reforms have contributed to this positive shift. However, Fitch noted that while reserves reached $18.3 billion by the end of 2024, equivalent to about 3 months of current external payments, Pakistan still faces significant external financing needs. The country has over $22 billion in public external debt maturing in FY25, including $13 billion in bilateral deposits. Fitch expects Pakistan's bilateral partners, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE, to honor their commitments to roll over these funds, but external liquidity remains a key concern.